Hi, this is Mella, and you're listening to Love Mella the Podcast. Happy weekend, guys! Wala lang, alam niyo ba? Life update. This week was a roller coaster again. Lagi naman. So work, in a span of 7 or 8 working days, starting last week hanggang today. Wednesday to Friday, tas Monday to Friday this week. I released 11 accounts. Grabe. Actually, 12. Tapos, wala lang. Ang laking achievement nun for me. Kasi, it's been a while. Ibig sabihin, peak season na naman sa work. So, yeah, ayun lang. Just wanted to share it with you guys na I feel fulfilled this week despite the roller coaster of emotions I had. But, yeah, okay naman. Tonight, I'll be talking about something na napag-isipan ko buong week. And medyo ano siya, hindi naman sa ano, pero siguro sa iba medyo sensitive topic siya kasi when like stating these, mapapaisip sila ng mga trauma nila, ganyan, kung ano yung mga tinolerate nila before, ganyan. So, ayun, I'd like to talk about my non-negotiables. Ayan. I'll have to start with one of the most important non-negotiables. It would have to be my me time. Grabe kasi sobrang part na siya ng pagkatao ko now, especially since the pandemic started. Introvert na ako before, like, starting college, ganyan. Kasi nung high school, very bubbly ako, ganun. Well, I'm still bubbly now, but depende na lang sa kasama ko yun. So, I'll have to be very close with you para mapakita ko yung bubbly side ko na yun. Pero, if we just met, depende, titimplahin ko pa yan kung tama ba yung vibe mo, ganyan. Kung magmamatch pa yung vibe natin, ganyan. Before ko mapakita yung naughty side. Kasi ang isip ko sa naughty, makulit eh. Pero sige, ibahin natin yung term. May bubbly side na lang. Before ko mapakita yung bubbly side ko, we'll have to be very, click muna sa first convo, I think. Doon ko kasi ma-assess kung okay ka bang biruin ng ganito, hindi ka ba ma-offend, ganyan. So, yeah. Introvert talaga ako, so it's very important for my me time to be not compromised. Alam mo yun, parang hindi talaga pwede na mawala siya sa akin kasi it's really a part of who I am right now. I just can't not have it. And actually, I keep saying this na parang sabi ko, diba, sana mag-end na yung pandemic, ganyan, para we can all enjoy our prime years outside, out there. Pero I'm scared na when the world opens up again, baka mahirapan ako kasi sobrang somehow na-enjoy ko yung me times ko ngayong we're just at home. Sobrang laking pagbabago sa akin at first, especially nung start ng ECQ, like March 2020, ganyan. Kasi sanay ako na lagi kaming nasa mall pag weekends, pag Sunday, nasa mall, church, tas mall ulit, movie, ganyan. So parang nanibago ako na parang, shit, Saturday, nasa bahay lang ako. Anong gagawin ko dito? Magtititigan lang kami, ganyan. But then, na-realize ko, oh shit, parang this is what I needed pala all along. It's not naman romanticizing the situation, but like, it enabled me to see na it's what I need. Kasi parang sobrang abusado ako sa katawan ko. Starting kasi nung college, wala na akong pahinga hanggang ngayon. Like, pahinga ko November to December 2019. January 2020, I was working again. So parang sabi ko, oh, so parang ito yung pahinga ko. Eh, nung November to December 2019 na, quote-unquote, pahinga ko siya, I was applying for jobs. So parang lumalabas din ako ng bahay, ganyan. So parang hindi rin ako nagpapahinga kasi nag-aayos din ako ng requirements ko for graduation that time. And inaayos ko rin yung mga final requirements for my practicum subject. Kasi yun lang yung last subject ko before ako gumraduate eh. So, yeah, sabi ko, okay na rin. I can consider it my rest na rin sa life. Kasi, ayun, hindi naman siya as stressful as studying for an exam and thinking if papasa ba ako. Kasi, alam ko naman, hindi naman sa sobrang conceited. Pero alam ko naman na I did my best sa OJT. So, it's kind of impossible or very less likely to fail it kasi I did my best naman, I believe. So yeah, ayun, parang it's the world telling me pala to rest. Parang hindi to applicable to all kasi hindi naman lahat nakapagpahinga nung ano, nung nag-COVID, like especially the medical frontliners, hindi naman sila makakapagpahinga, diba? So, depende yan sa tao, kung anong profession mo, ganyan. Pero ako kasi, I was just starting, so, yeah, I had time to rest kasi for the first month ng ECQ, hindi, buong ECQ actually, halos hindi kami pinag-work eh. Hindi halos, hindi talaga kami pinag-work. Pero may pay. So, I think sobrang nakatulong siya. Though there were times during the ECQ, the very first ECQ na I questioned God, bakit ito nangyari sa Pilipinas, ganyan. Pero na-realize ko, hindi naman kailangan lagi niyang sabihin sa iyo yung sagot. Kailangan i-figure out mo mag-isa kung ba't ba ito nangyayari sa iyo, ba't ba nangyayari sa Pilipinas to, ganyan, ganyan. So parang, I realized, because we voted for the wrong person, diba? The voters voted for the wrong person kasi I didn't vote that time. I was still a minor in 2016, May. I became legal July 2016. So hindi talaga ako nakaboto, ganyan. So ayun, parang my me time talaga is not negotiable, as in especially when I'm into it na. Parang sobrang andun na ako sa moment na okay, I prepared na my iPad sa bed. I put na the batteries inside my keyboard. I connected na the Bluetooth keyboard to my iPad and my earphones. Suot ko na and all I need to do is press play to that Netflix show na I have to watch. Tapos pag-iistorbohin mo ko after that. Ay, hindi naman sa World War 2, pero World War 3. Charot. Pero hindi, ayun talaga, pet peeve ko rin pag alam mo yun, yun nga, nakaset up ka na and all, tapos bigla kang tatawag, uutusan ka, my God, be. So basta yan, like what I said, when the world like opens up again, especially when this ends na, especially kasi si Lenny, tatakbo na si Lenny, so if she wins, I hope she does. When she wins, for sure mag-i-improve na yung ano, gradually yung pandemic situation, ganyan, and the world's gonna like improve, the country is gonna improve. So yeah, mas magkaka-chance na tayo magkita-kita, ganyan, at least mababawasan na yung restrictions and all. So yeah, I'm just scared na when that time comes, baka hindi pa ako ready, cause like my body, both physically and mentally and emotionally, sobrang stuck pa sa bahay. Actually, even when I'm in the office, sorry sinino, even when I'm in the office, sobrang literal na katawan ko lang yun eh, kasi yung utak ko nasa bahay. Gusto ko nang umuwi lagi. Lamin, kasi sobrang, hindi ko nga alam paano ko nakaya yung 5 days a week pumapasok, 8 to 5, tapos mag-OT pa ako, tapos pag-uwi ko, manonood pa ako ng K-drama, tapos mag-fangirl pa ako sa BTS, like, tapos every weekend, aalis kami ng bahay. Pero now, all I wanna do is stay at home, man. I just wanna stay at home. Number one, because I don't wanna be exposed to any virus. Number two, kasi rule siya. Number three, my body talaga needs rest. Kahit pa, alam mo yun, hindi naman OE yung ginawa mo in a day. Pero, alam mo lang talaga sa mind mo na kailangan mo siya. Actually, that's one of the things this pandemic made us realize, na parang, we need rest. Lagi kasi tayong all out sa lahat, sa trabaho, kahit saan pa yan. For others, sa school, grad school, undergrad, ganyan. Lagi tayo all out, especially nung hindi pa, nung wala pong pandemic, diba? Lagi tayong party during the weekend, go to the mall during the weekend. Basta as in, sobrang sinasagad natin yung katawan natin. Na nung dumating yung time na all we had to do was stay at home, na-realize natin na, oh shit, kailangan pala talaga natin siya. Masyado nating ina-abuse yung bodies natin and yung mental health natin, yung emotional ano natin. Sobrang na-realize natin, sobrang abused pala niya pre-COVID. Kasi parang, yun nga, you have to go to work 9 to 5. Well, others naman right now still have to do that. But like, for me kasi, every other week lang kami pumapasok. So parang sabi ko, shit, sobrang effective niya pala na magka-motivation yung employee to work. Kasi alam niyang nasa bahay lang siya. Well, at first, I really had a hard time adjusting sa work from home setup, because like, yung resources ng kailangan namin nasa office lang, so really can't work from home. So, yun, hirap na hirap ako ng una, but then I realized ko, oh shit, this is the life pala. Nung nag-start na akong bumili ng table ko, lahat ng pan-design ko sa area, sa bahay, ng office chair and all, ng laptop stand, ganyan, ng mga pang-design ko, ganyan, sabi ko, shit, nakaka-motivate pala. Na-motivate na ako actually nun pumasok sa office, kasi I'm gonna have my own area and also dinesign ko siya when I got there. Tapos na-realize ko, oh shit, ang saya pala niyang gawin sa bahay, kasi bahay mo yun, diba? Parang mas safe ka dun kasama ang pamilya mo, diba? Yeah, kailangan talaga natin ng rest. Yun yung isa sa mga pinarealize sa atin ng COVID-19 pandemic situation. Yun, ang haba pala nung sinabi ko, ang dami ko na namang sinabi. My next non-negotiable is my worth. You know, when someone gives me even the slightest hint na they're not good for me, get out agad. As in, get out ako agad. Well, there were times na I tried to give them the benefit of the doubt na parang, okay, sige, baka naman masyado lang akong cynical kasi ang dami ko nang pinagdaanan sa life. Pero sabi ko, like right now, dati yun eh, kasi dati talaga sobrang bigay ng chances. Pero ngayon parang sabi ko, hindi pa ba sapat yung mga pinagdaanan ko dati para makilatis ko kung ano yung good for me? Gets ba? Parang, sorry, ang gulo. Pero, yun nga, I try to give at least one chance for them to prove me wrong pag may nakikita na ang red flag. But then, dati yun ah, nung tumanda na kasi ako, parang na-learn ko na along the way, ang dami ko palang hindi kaya i-tolerate, na tinolerate ko dati, na kung makakausap ko yung old self ko, parang, oh shit, girl, i-tolerated that? Grabe, awang-awa ako sa'yo, ganon. So, parang, kakausapin ko siya na masinsinan. Shit, kung kausap ko yung 14-year-old or 15-year-old self ko, shit, siguro mag-iiyakan kami kasi maaawa ako sa kanya talaga. Ang lala kasi ng ginawa niya. As in, ay nako, grabe, sobrang pang-abuso sa sarili. Sobrang pag-compromise mo sa worth mo. Sobrang binabaan mo yung mga standards mo just to, like, get someone in your life na akala mo siya na, alam mo yon, ay nako, actually, what you allow will continue kasi. As in, sometimes, akala mo yung ginagawa sa'yo is because they're a bad person. But actually, it's you allowing them. Sometimes, not all the time. Sometimes, it's you allowing them to do it to you. It's you giving them the power para mapamake feel ka nila ng ganun. Gets ba? So, basta yon. Parang, when I grew older, I realized and I knew now what I can and cannot tolerate. And as of now, successful naman ako sa pagkilatis ng mga taong pumapasok sa life ko. And it's been good naman, I'd like to say. And okay pa naman ako. Nasusunod, hindi talaga negotiable yung worth ko. As in, if you make me feel the slightest na parang you're too much or you're asking for too much, you're too needy. Goodbye! So, ayun. My next non-negotiable is my boundaries. As in, like, pag ito talaga yung inalot kong time for, say, talking to you. Ito lang. If you go beyond that red flag, you know, alam mo yun, parang boundaries sa oras ko. Because I want you to know na, I'm not always available. You know, ayokong magkaroon ng impression na, oh, ito, lagi to available, puntahan ko nga. I mean, oh, ito, laging sasagot. Parang, alam mo yun, parang nagiging convenient friend ka. Quote-unquote convenient friend. Pag wala kang boundaries. Diba? So, that's what I'm trying to avoid. To be the convenient person in someone's life or to be the convenient friend. Diba? So, and I'm really trying to, hindi naman trying, but I embody that thought na kailangan may boundaries ako. Kasi if hindi, mauubos ako. Diba? Like, lagi kong sinasabi, diba? Parang, be nice, do good, give people what you wanna give them, but don't take anyone's shit and make sure you still have something for yourself. Yung hindi ka ubos talaga. Ayun. Also, if hindi magets ng tao na ganun ako, na I need time away from them, yung parang talagang mapilit na, oh, kailangan lagi tayo magkausap, ganyan, parang, ay, ang hirap magkaroon ng ganun sa life, kasi ako talaga, when I'm in your life, or when we're friends, ganyan, I want you to know na I'm not always 100%. Kasi may days na I'm having bad days, diba? May times na bad day talaga and I can't 100% give you what you want or tell you what you need to hear or be with you 100% because I'm also dealing with my own problems. Like, ayun, I need you to understand that na I'm really very low-key. I mean, we can talk lagi, but there has to be space, you know? There has to be a little gap. Sometimes, kasi, well, not really gap, pero space na lang. Kasi pag gap, parang masyadong distant na yun. Space na lang, maliit na space sometimes. Because like, I'm an introvert, okay? I need me times. So, I need you to know your boundaries and all. So, ayun. My next non-negotiable is communication. Tell me what you feel. Tell me what bothers you na nagawa ko so I can correct it. May times na iisipin ko na mali ba talaga yung ginawa ko kasi that's just who I am. Na iisipin ko, ha, mali ba talaga yun? Or baka mali lang yung pag-perceive niya. But like, ma-realize ko rin naman na mali pala ako kasi I can't invalidate anyone's feelings. If yun yung na-feel nila na sa nagawa ko, well, I can't invalidate that. Diba? So parang, ayun, just tell me if something about me bothers you and if something I did bothers you, please tell me. I'm not a manghuhula. If I tell you na I want you to talk to me about something that bothers you, it means I want you in my life. If I didn't want you in my life, I wouldn't tell you to confront me kasi wala akong paka sa feelings mo. Alam mo yan, parang I want us to work it out. That's why I want you to tell me what's wrong so I can correct it and we can, you know, compromise if ano, if yun yung kailangan, diba? So parang, just tell me when I'm wrong. Yan lang. Like, be transparent. Ayoko kasi nung parang may problema ka sa akin, tapos sa iba mo sasabihin. Bakit sa iba mo sasabihin? Siya ba mag-aayos ng ugali ko? Alam mo yun? So parang, yeah, communication is key. PM is the key. Ayan. My next non-negotiable would be respect. Yung respeto sa akin. As in, self-explanatory na yan. I mean, we all need someone who respects us. I mean, who respects us as a friend, as a human, who just respects our whole being. Ay, alam mo yun, yung may respeto lang talaga sa'yo. Alam mo yung makatag dito. Basta you just need someone who respects you eh. Yung, you need someone na i-value what you can bring to the table. Gets ba? Parang, you need someone na hindi i-dismiss yung opinions mo. O ganun. Yung parang, may respeto lang talaga siya sa'yo as a person na pag may opinion ka, hindi niya i-shove in your throat na ito yung belief ko. Dapat ito yung sa'yo. Parang, irerespeto niya yung opinion mo. Yun yung kind of respect at least na negotiable for me. And, well, actually, yung respeto rin sa'yo as a friend, as a partner, ganyan. Parang, yung may respeto sa oras mo, ganon. Yung may respeto sa'yo lang talaga. As in, nire-respeto ka lang talaga niya enough not to do this kasi alam niyang ayaw mo. Respeto sa'yo in a sense na kapag, yun nga, like, relate ko lang sa kanina when you're wrong, sasabihin niya sa'yo kasi may respeto siya sa'yo and ayaw niyang mawala yun. Ayaw niyang you keep doing that mistake kasi ayaw niyang mawala yung respeto niya sa'yo. So, ayun. That's one of my non-negotiables also, respect. And next would have to be financial independence. Alam niyo yun, if in the future to, if I'm gonna date, I'm always gonna split the bill if mapilit siya na, I mean, if, you know, parang mabigat sa kanya again. Alam niyo yun, parang ayoko kasi nung siya lang, ayoko rin nung ako lang. It's a two-way street. You know, if dumating man yung time na yun, that's what my mom taught me kasi, be financially independent. As in, siguro nga pag ikakasal ako, baka may prenup eh. Alam mo yun? Kasi it's not naman na ina-assume mong may mangyayari, pero you just really have to be ready for anything, you know. I think, naturo din sa atin yan ng pandemic eh, parang you really have to be ready kahit anong mangyari kasi, like right now, yung mga nagkasakit, ready ba sila? I mean, hindi naman lahat ng nagkasakit ngayong may pandemic ready eh. I mean, yeah, hindi naman lahat ng nagka-COVID ready. Hindi financially ready. So, yeah. Magpa-insure na kayo guys. Kumuha kayo ng insurance kung ilan man yung kaya nyo, kumuha kayo insurance. So, ayun lang naman. I want to be financially independent talaga. If ever dumating yung time na gusto kong mag-depend sa partner ko for money, parang ayoko nun. Parang hindi ako makakatulog sa gabi knowing na hawak niya ako sa leeg. Ganun na parang, if I do this, wala akong card. If I do this, di ako makakabili nito. Lo, ano yun? Sana pala, kumuha na lang ako ng isa pang tatay, diba? Asawa ka, diba? So, dapat, gets ba? So, parang, yeah. Ngayon, hindi pa ako super financially independent. For some, ano lang, for some needs, I am. But, as a living human, na nakikitira pa rin sa nanay ko, yeah, I'm not. So, yeah, non-negotiable ko yun when the time comes na I'm gonna date na. And marry. Yun. My next non-negotiable is open-mindedness. Alam nyo, it took me some time to, tawag dito, to figure out na I'm not always right. Kasi dati talaga gusto ko, pag nagkipag-argue ako, ako lagi yung tama para burn. Diba, ganun. Ang sarap kasi sa ego, diba, kapag lagi kang tama, yung parang may na prove ka na wrong na person. Pero, took me some time to realize na it's not always about you. It's not always about me. Na parang people also have opinions na I need to hear and need to consider. Kasi hindi naman laging, no man is an island, you know. Kahit pasabihin mo na lahat alam mo na kaya mong gawin mag-isa, no. You still need someone. At least one, I think. I believe. Dati ayaw ko pag may nagko-correct sa akin. As in, especially sa grammar, sobrang sakit sa pride nun dati sa akin, no, high school. Pag may nagko-correct sa akin sa grammar, parang sabi ko, no, it can't be. I can't even fathom na nagkamali ako. Parang sabi ko, sang part. Kasi parang belief ko talaga dati, lagi akong tama. Kahit sa relationship ko dati, parang feeling ko lagi akong tama. I think, casual, pero I think my ex knows that na may times na pag ano, pag nag-argue, gusto ko ako lagi nananalo. And pag hindi ako nanalo, basta yun, pag di ako nanalo, hindi kami mag-uusap. Parang ganun. So, yeah, parang kailangan talaga ngayon in my circle, I want open-minded people. If you're not, parang I don't think we're a good match. I don't think we can be friends. Kasi parang, I need you to hear me out when I have something to say. And I also need you to, like, tell me when I'm being, you know, gets ba? Basta yun. So, open-minded para yung willing to learn and willing to correct their mistakes, if any. Especially sa kaibigan, diba? Parang pag lagi tayo nagpapayo, ganyan. Parang, ayun. Parang we all learn from each other kasi parang it's nice to be around people who can take constructive criticism kasi it's how we grow. It's just how we grow. Parang going back, no man is an island. Parang if you're wrong, tas mag-isa ka, who's gonna tell you it's wrong? Diba? Parang you also need input from other people, diba? Para mag-go on ko sa life. You know? Ito sa partner naman to. Specifically sa partner. My next non-negotiable is physical affection. As in, I really love it when you hug me, when you kiss me, ganyan. As in, beso. As in, when you patong your thigh sa thigh ko. As in, sobrang physical touch talaga love language ko. Both giving and receiving. And, I don't know, that's just who I am. Kailangan ko siya. Gusto ko siya. It's not just sex. It's intimacy that I want from a partner na parang ay nako, kasi hindi ko alam ano bang may scientific ano ba yun or malibog lang talaga. Basta yun, non-negotiable siya sa akin sa partner. Sana yung partner ko, ano, yun din ang giving and receiving. Para swak, diba? Yeah. Next, my non-negotiable na next is my growth. Yung parang if na-feel mo na hindi ka na nag-grow, get out. Ganun ako. Unless, wala talagang choice. I may not say bye as in goodbye na talaga sa thing na to. But like, I'm gonna make this thing or this person feel na ayoko na. Alam mo yun, parang when you're in that situation na parang hindi ka makaalis, pero non-negotiable mo yung growth mo. Ipaparamdam mo dun sa tao na ayaw mo na. Kasi di ba parang minsan wala kang choice eh. I'm not sure if may nakakaget sa akin, pero iaano ko lang to based on my feelings right now. Parang tawag dito, if nafe-feel ko na wala na akong growth, tapos di ako makaalis. Or wala akong choice but to stay. Especially in a friendship, ganyan. Kasi nahihiya akong. Well, hindi naman nahihiya, pero parang nasasayangan ka sa pinagsamahan nyo. Ganun. Magsa-silent treatment ako na parang, okay, sige. Labas tayo mamaya. O sige, labas tayo. Pero hindi ako bubbly around you. Gets ba? Tinatry ko lang siyang tingnan in a different angle kasi, you know, basta yun. Parang magsa-silent treatment ako. Ganyan. I'm gonna torture you mentally para ma-feel mo na ayoko na. Alam yun? Kasi it's not easy naman to leave a friendship or anything na you've gotten used to. Diba? And, especially if you don't have a fallback, diba? Parang, pero sa friendship naman, okay lang naman mapag-isa minsan. Parang you don't need a lot of friends. Ay, sana na nagigets niya pa ako kasi parang inaantok na ako. Okay, next. My next non-negotiable is my sense of humor. I can't be with anyone na hindi gets na mapagbiru ako. Na hindi nakakasakay sa trip ko kasi sobrang mabiru talaga ako. As in, super palabiru ako. Like, ay nako, tanong nyo barkada ko. Tanong nyo kahit sinong kaibigan ko. As in, kahit ano pa yan, gagawin ko ng joke. As in, I crack jokes. Siguro, 24 times a day. One joke per hour a day. Hindi, depende. Minsan, ano pa, depende kung masaya ako that day. Sobrang dami kong jokes, ganyan. So, parang, yeah, yun. Gusto, ayoko nang nakakompromise yung sense of humor. Kasi I'm really happy sa work ko na lahat ng kaibigan ko sa work, sobrang sakay sa trip ko. Minsan, baka naiinis na sila kasi ang corny. Pero, I still crack my jokes anyway because, like, why not? Why not? We only live once. The world's gonna end soon. Joke, wag naman soon. Pero the world's gonna end anyway. We're all gonna die anyway. Why not crack the joke? And kung corny, edi corny. Kung funny, edi ano, edi good. Diba? So parang ayoko na nakakompromise yung ano ko na parang ayoko nang may inhibitions ako with my friends. Ayoko nang parang tinatry kong pigilan yung pag-joke. Kasi that's just who I am. Nakailang status who I am ako, sorry. Pero I don't think naman yung mga sinabi kong ganun is something toxic. I think core ko na siya. So, baka hindi ko talaga siya mabago. And I'm not gonna apologize for it. Ay, okay. My next would have to be my time in general. As in, my time lang. Parang, I hate it when my time is wasted. Alam mo yun, going back, super important for me yung me time ko. Like, I can't not have it. Kasi it's just part of who I am. And, kasi alam mo yun, especially, like, pag, like ako, pinapahalagahan ko talaga oras ko, like every second counts. Say sinayang mo yung time ko for 30 minutes. Alam mo ba kung ilang Bangtan Bomb na yung napanood ko noon? Sana. Kung ilang BTS content na sana yung napanood ko noon? Or naka-isang episode na sana ako ng podcast noon? And, alam mo yun, may iba-iba kasi tayo measurement ng time. May yung iba measurement nila ng time is through songs. Diba yung ganun? Parang, how long does it take to go to this place? Yung iba sabihin, oh, it's just gonna take 4 to 5 songs. Ganun. Pero ako, ang measurement ko is ilang episode na sana yung napanood ko nito, ilang podcast na sana yung na-record ko nito. So parang pag sinayang mo talaga yung oras ko, ay nako, blattered ka na sa akin. Blattered, barangay pala. So ayun, parang ayoko talaga when my time's wasted. Pero I like wasting my time on nothing. Like pag yung ako na, yung magsasayang ng oras. Kasi oras ko naman yun eh, so deserve ko gawin kung anong gusto kong gawin with my time. So I just don't like it when others do it to me. Alam mo yan. Anyway, last ko na ata to. And then last two. My second to the last non-negotiable is love. You know, it makes, as cliche as it sounds, makes the world go round, you know. If you don't even have the slightest love in your system, na parang, yung parang tuod ka na, ganun. Yung parang, sobrang wala ka ng amor sa world or wala kang amor kahit kanino. Parang ayoko yung mga ganong tao na parang, I don't wanna be surrounded by people like that. Na parang, sa gantong bagay, hahanapin niya lang yung mali. Yung ganun. Parang, love talaga. You have to have it in your system. It may be love for a person, for yourself, for a passion, or for your craft, or for what you do, for your pet. Basta kailangan lang talaga there's something na you're giving your love into or all your amor, quote-unquote amor into. So, when you deal with people, para hindi kanila matake as someone not very stiff, ganon. Parang, I feel like kasi ang laki ng magiging negative effect mo sa life ko or ng madadala mong vibe. Parang sobrang, when I'm with you, parang it's gonna feel heavy. Kasi parang, oh, yung kasama ko na to, parang walang kahit konting pagmamahal sa tao or sa kahit ano. Parang, you know, gets ba? I'm not sure if may mga ganong tao talaga. Pero if ever man na may ganong tao, I don't wanna be around them. Cause, you know, I love too hard. So, when I meet someone, if ever man, sana wag. If I ever meet someone na wala nang pagmamahal mahal sa sarili or hindi lang naman sa sarili. Walang love for anything. Parang, mang sad naman nun. Parang, I can't have you in my life. Cause like, baka madala mo siya sa akin and ayoko nun. Kasi, I love too hard nga. Diba? Sana gets nyo pa. Ay, well, wala naman sigurong ganong tao na walang kahit konting love sa katawan. But yeah, if ever man mangyari. Ayun, red flag siya. So, awat agad. Okay, my last non-negotiable is integrity. Like, I want na lang. Non-negotiable siya for me kasi gusto ko yung may strong morals. As in yung parang alam niya talaga yung right and wrong. And I think that's it lang naman eh, diba? Mahirap kasi to be around people na you don't 100% agree with when it comes to morals. Parang subjective siya at times. Like, ang isang deed, subjective siya at times if it's right or wrong. Especially if case-to-case basis naman kasi yung mga yan. So yeah, subjective siya. Pero yung mga like human rights and all, yung mga thoughts niya on that, I think it matters talaga. Political stance, it matters. Ayun. I think yun lang naman. Self-explanatory na rin kasi yung integrity. Eh, parang you have to be honest. You have to be, you have to have strong morals as a person. Kasi, yeah, it really matters. Kasi yun yung titignan sa'yo ng tao eh. Pag, like, first time mong ma-meet or pag kakakikilalanin ka, kailangan alam mo yung tama sa mali. Kasi, yun, it also shows how you were brought up. No, ng parents or ng foster parents mo, if ever. So yeah, those are my non-negotiables. Yay, we're done! Rinig ba yung clap? So yeah, ayun lang naman. It was nice to talk about my non-negotiables and the things I can tolerate. Kasi just reminded me na I'm human and may mga hindi rin akong kaya na gawin sa akin. Alam mo yun kasi minsan na ano na ako na parang, ah hindi, deserve ko naman to kasi ang sama akong tao. But no, may mga hindi rin talaga ako kaya itolerate and hindi ko deserve my experience and magawa sa akin. So yeah, it was nice. If we have common non-negotiables, that's nice. Vibe tayo, girl. So, yun lang naman. Thank you guys for listening. Don't forget to follow my podcast here on Spotify. Just click the follow button there. And my socials, my podcast socials, it's at Love Mellow the Podcast. And also, I'd like to thank Z for featuring me in one of her articles. Oh my god, I feel so honored because like it's my first feature ever. Kahit isang article. So, ayun. Thank you, Z, for giving my baby some love. I talked about sa article na how to upload a podcast on Spotify and yung link to the article I'm gonna gonna put it here. Thank you again, Z. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So, ayun guys, thank you very much for listening. And hashtag let Lenny lead. Don't forget to register to vote, please. Tawag dito, nabulol pa. Extended siya until October 30, 2021. And yeah, it's just easy. Download the forms in comelec.gov.ph and then go to the nearest mall satellite or Comelec office sa'yo. And yeah, pila ka, konting tiis lang. Kung ilang hours ka man pumila, walang wala yan sa next 6 years ng buhay mo and ng buong Pilipinas. So yeah, konting sacrifice lang. And yeah, ano yun, pipila ka, tapos biometrics. Ay, hindi, pasok mo muna form mo and then mag, ano ka ng thumb mark, ng fingerprint, ng thumb mo and then, yung biometrics na, as in yung lahat ng fingers mo. And then, don't forget to claim your acknowledgement stub. Kasi yun yung parang proof na nakapag-register ka to vote. And, yeah. Also, kailangan pala, dun ka lang sa area ng sakop ng ano mo, ng district mo, na mall pumunta, magpa-register. Kasi, yung address mo, titignan nila yun sa form eh. And, it's not necessary naman na magka-address ka sa ID. Basta may valid ID ka, passport, NBI clearance. I'm not sure if pwede ang company ID or school ID, pero alam ko pwede. Basta you just have to show birth certificate din for that. Sorry, I'm not so sure, pero you can check in comelec.gov.ph yung list ng accepted valid IDs. But parang hina ng boses ko. Thank you so much, guys. Hashtag let Lenny lead. Hashtag Lenny Robredo 2022. Bye-bye. Good night. We'll be right back.